promise each other as we race down the boardwalk beside our middle school, past Bagel Boy and O'Malley's Pub, the seagulls swooping low and cackling that we will never grow apart. Lick popsicles that turn our lips blue, blue lips laughing, blue lips singing Mariah. Your love's so good, I don't want to let go, oh, oh, oh. Blue lips puckered for a picture, smile. We step in and out of each other's shadows, link arms, promise to call me every day. In September, we will begin high school. Some of our schools are scattered throughout the shinier parts of our borough, neighborhoods people actually refer to when they think of Queens, far from the dregs we inhabit. Others of us are heading to Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Bronx. We have completed the process of applying to high schools, have ranked our desired schools from 1 to 12, have finished months of test prep, and taken citywide admissions tests to earn seats at one of the 8 public specialized schools in the city. We have interviewed and auditioned, have lugged instruments and portfolios to parts of the 5 boroughs we've never been. We have been evaluated, scored, judged. We do all this at the age of 13, already training ourselves in the competitive ways of the city that never sleeps, our home. It is a process our parents, who weren't raised here, do not fully comprehend, but they let us go anyway. After all, the mantra, "Education is the only way to succeed," is one our parents have carried from ancestral lands to this supposed land of opportunity. So, we board subways to unfamiliar neighborhoods. We go alone, but buoyed, full of excitement and possibility. The most determined and headstrong of us have been accepted to high schools in Manhattan, Stuyvesant, Hunter, Beacon, to name a few. We are the ones who have gazed at the Manhattan skyline across the bay every single bus ride home, the ones who have longed for adventure, glamour, and escape from our neighborhoods, or all of the above. "Why do you have to go so far?" some of our loved ones asked. Others of us, pragmatic and straightforward, have chosen high schools in Queens. Townsend, Forest Hills, Cardozo, Francis Lewis, Adams. Why complicate things? We are the ones who could never leave these streets, nor the scent of the ocean behind. We are content with the familiarity of our home borough, are thrilled and relieved to be in classes with our best friends, because who would want to go to school with a bunch of stuck-up jerks from Manhattan anyway? However, in this moment, as we race down the boardwalk with 2 months of summer stretching before us, the future does not matter. We spend sticky July days together lounging on Rockaway Beach, ambling through the Museum of Natural History. Sure, the dinosaur bones are cool, but more than this, the museum is air-conditioned and donation-based, which to our 14-year-old ears means free. We head to the AMC in Times Square and buy one ticket each, which we use to sneak into 3 other movies. We stuff our faces with Sour Patch Kids and Raisinets as aliens from outer space transform into cars. A detective infiltrates people's dreams, and we watch the 10th remake of a superhero flick where the hero hails from Queens, like us. We throw popcorn at IMAX screens and each other. The buttery bits crunch between our teeth.